Yesterday we began speaking about the Mishnah of being dan et kol adam nekav zchut. Rav Nachman Mibreslov has a very powerful idea on this Mishnah, and he said that his siman on this, siman Resh Pei Beis, was two of the most important simanim that he wrote, this one and one of the others. The question that I think may have been bothering him was, why does the Mishnah say that we should be dan others nekav zchut? Why doesn't the Mishnah say don't dan others? So the simplest answer to this is that it's impossible to tell the Jewish people not to judge others. We're programmed to judge others. And maybe we're programmed to be judgmental so we can look to improve ourselves. Unfortunately, we often direct it towards others. Rav Nachman, in any case, gives a different answer. He says, Simin Resh Pei Beis, Da, Ki Tzarich Ladun Et Kol Adam Lekav Zchut. It's important to judge other people favorably. Va'afilu Mishu Rasha Gomer, Tzarich L'chapeis V'lim Tzabo Ezem Atov. Even someone who's a complete Rasha, we need to find that little bit of good in him. Shebo Oto Ama'at Eino Rasha. That in that area, he's not a Rasha. Val Yedei Zeshe Emotze Bo Ma'atov. And through finding in him this Ma'atov, V'dan Kol Lekav Zchut, Al Yedei Zeh Ma'ale Oto Be'amet Lekav Zchut. V'yuchal Ha'ashivo B'tshuva. Rav Nachman is saying how people view themselves reflects how others view them. If people are viewed as a bad person, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we decide to view other people as good people, if the world views someone as good, if we focus on the good in people, it will help them improve and enable us to play a role in helping them improve and realize their potential. Rav Nachman develops the idea further and eventually applies it to oneself. A person should look the same way at themselves, look for the good, not be oblivious to the bad, but look for the good as a basis for improving ourselves. Rav Nachman then says that a shliach tzibur is someone who can bring together all these goods that he appreciates in all these people. Tzibur, he can sover otam, bring them together, and thus represent them. Two more brief ideas on dan lekav zchut. The Gemara in Shabbat of Kuf Chavzayin Amibet says, Hadan chaveru lekav zchut, danan oto leschut. If a person gets used to looking for the positive and judging other people positively, that's how he'll be judged as well. Chafetz Chaim asked a basic question. For us to judge people favorably, that makes sense because we don't know the truth. But God doesn't judge us favorably. He knows the truth. So what does it mean that if we judge other people favorably, God will judge us favorably? So Chafetz Chaim explains that even when you know the reality, you can mark a test in a harsh way and you can mark it in a lenient way. Even beyond the reality and the facts, how we look at other people and their facts is about judging favorably or negatively. If we get used to, even beyond the facts, judging people positively, God judges us positively and, so to speak, marks our test leniently. Last but not least, a third point. The Baal Shem Tov used to say that the Mishnah here is exact. Al tadunas chavero ad shetagia limkomo. On the one hand, don't judge other people until you're in their shoes. But more than that, if we do judge other people disfavorably, God will put us in their shoes, chas v'shalom, so that we can appreciate what they were going through. Al tadunas chavero ad shetagia limkomo. To a point where it'll put you in his shoes. So this is obviously a very important thing. We live in a world full of criticism. People look for the negative in each other. We're surrounded by a media and talk shows that are all about criticism. We should not be fools and look favorably at things that are clearly wrong, but we should give the benefit of doubt, look for the positive, look to improve others and ourselves this way, and bizchut this, we should be zocha to Hashem looking at us the same way.